watch this.
Rick DeMille, the Joker and the Devil. Lowering several, I'm lowering my level.
Law, breaking the law. What's up?
That never gets old for you, does it?
Nah, I know. It's repetitive.
It is.
And catchy.
Very much.
And you can barely hear it anyway. It's fading out towards the end. Just let people know what he said.
No, it's not for you.
Oh.
It's like a weekly thing now.
What?
Breaking the law.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll stop that then. I'll think of a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Break it up a bit, you know.
Law breaking. I'll start at a different point in the song.
Yeah, that's nice and catchy.
Law breaking. Same thing. It's just you caught me at a different point in the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It still breaks it up a bit.
Yeah.
I like it.
Law breaking it up a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Ripped in Half. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. How's everyone doing out there? Podcast land. It's a land.
More like a valley, I think.
It's a gorge.
Yeah.
It's a big hole they just dump podcasts in.
Pretty much. At least ours.
Yeah.
Ours probably like at the bottom of the pit.
Yeah, I know. Early adopters, so they're just buried down. Some of the ones that get the rise all the way to the top on sponsor ads and shit like that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No. So how you been? I'm Jason.
I'm Steve. Been all right, I guess.
Yeah. Another show. No Roach again.
Nope.
Yeah, he's sad to bail.
Surprise.
His grandma's sick this time.
Again?
Yeah, it's okay. Damn bitch.
Again? Really?
Yeah. You know, she just does it to
there's
get
only
it.
So many times you can play the grandma card before I start to question.
She does it for attention.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
can't
so.
Be just home left home alone.
For a couple hours, you know. Why not?
She's probably asleep the whole time. She wouldn't even notice he's
exactly.
gone.
Exactly. She's old. She's going to be sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Or at least in and out.
I mean, what's she going to do if she happens to wake up? Bring her a pudding cup?
You should just leave one there.
Yeah.
On ice.
Yeah, exactly. Keep her fresh.
Yeah, put a bowl filled with ice cubes and throw the pudding cup in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave a glass of water next to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just come back in a couple hours.
You know, her pills she may need.
My pills, right there in a
cup.
Pills.
Right there in a cup by the water.
Yeah, by the water, exactly.
So she's everything she needs.
What else do you need?
You know, put a fresh Depend on. We're good.
Put her life alert, yeah. Life alert thing on her.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that commercial for Life Alert. Like late at night, it was funny. You know, they fall.
I fall and I can't get up.
And I was thinking to myself, and I was laughing about what I thought about, because I'm hilarious. And I thought about, have I seen this before? And I thought maybe it was a Simpsons gag. Where someone falls and pushes the life alert button and says, you know, fall and I can't get up. And then the ambulance, like, you know, an ambulance shows up. The guys come in. They take away the life alert thing. Put it on a stretcher and then leave.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking funny,
that's
but
funny.
I don't know if that really happened already. Like, have I seen that or I did just make it up? Like, that'd be funny to see.
I couldn't tell you.
Copy right ripped in half.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
So, like, yeah, that would entertain me for like
a. We need to quit putting our great ideas.
I had to pause TV and just keep thinking about it for a while, and I thought about Googling it. And I did Google's, like, poke around, but, like, the words, you know, to describe what I just did, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I tried to Frinky Act, see if it would come up on there. And I just think I was writing the right words. And I kind of gave up, like, 2 seconds after that anyways. Like, uh-huh. The first word search I did, I was like, no, nothing. Second word search is like, all right, I'm go back to watching TV like I was.
Mm-hmm.
Just laziness. Again, copyright. Yeah, so I don't know. We got to work on that YouTube video. I don't know. We have a whole setup.
Yeah.
Hey. I thought it would just
you
be like
what? We have an old lady. It'll work.
It just seemed like a throwaway gag, like you'd see like on Family Guy or you know, Simpsons.
Yeah.
And Life Alert's so old, I figured it was a Simpsons joke.
You know, the past few years, I remember seeing the Life Alert commercial start up.
Yeah, it's kind of recent.
But
they don't do the fall and I can't get up.
Yeah, no. The first one I saw them, they did that. I'm like, wait. I remember that being like a gag when I was a kid.
I've always known the old commercial. You didn't know the old commercial?
No, I knew the commercial. I just didn't know that was Life Alert back then, too.
That baffled me for a while because I didn't remember exactly what the name was.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid. I just remember that was the gag. Like, how did that thing from the gag?
Was Life Alert around back then, or they just like...
They bought it and just used it.
Yeah, exactly.
They revamped the device and then brought it back in a new name. You know what? I don't know. But it was always the same thing. It was that thing around your neck. It was just an emergency button.
I didn't know back then in the day that was a button.
Yeah, it was a button that I think their version like connected to your phone. So when you pushed it, automatically pushed 911.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I fall and I can't get up. I don't know if they ask you for more information. Like, someone will be with you right away, and they hung up, so.
You mean like,
where are you at?
If your security alarm goes off, the security company calls you, and they have, like, 20 questions they're constantly asking you, especially to make sure if you are the homeowner. Do they do that with the Life Alert? Like, can you we need to verify who
you are. Oh, you're, like, in pain, and, like, it keeps asking you. But, like, you can't talk at the same time because it's this little button, so you have to do, like, a walkie-talkie.
Something,
yeah. So you have to talk, let go of the button, wait for them to talk. And then push the button again to talk into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need the last four numbers of your social and verify your address.
What's your special security code?
Yeah, what's the password? Oh, shit.
Donkey balls.
It's I fall in, I can't get up. That's why I fucking called you. They're like that when my alarm goes off because the fucking shower. I leave the door open after a hot shower, it sets off the alarm.
Really?
Yeah.
Used that excuse in a hotel once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're vaping in the room.
Yeah. And
I'm afraid about shit like that. That's why.
You know what?
Because I vaped the big ass cloud and I looked up.
Most of the rooms.
Smoke alarm right there. Like fuck. And I like. Yeah. Kind of panicked.
No, most of the rooms that we've stayed in the past, we vape it, no problem, no issues.
Yeah, I'm still kind of iffy at what I can
and
where
particular,
I can't.
Particular though.
I just go to the bathroom if I'm iffy.
Yeah, there's one in particular though where this one. It was directly above me.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I was sitting, and it ended up going off. And I'm like, fuck. And so it's loud. We had to call the front desk because they were sitting on. Eventually, a guy comes up with a ladder, undoes it. Has to let it sit for like an hour to clear, and then, he can turn it back on.
So he hung out for an hour?
No, he left and then came back.
Oh, that'd be funny if he just sat there with you. Started watching TV, asking you, like,
the
you guys got anything to drink?
Where we were... kind of like a little about is that right next to the door is a placard that says no smoking,
no vaping.
No, it doesn't say vaping. It says no smoking, fee of X amount of dollars if caught smoking in room.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting like, well, we're not actually smoking. It's vape. There's no rules against it.
How about you don't admit any of that?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
It just went off.
So what we told
and
the guy.
The room doesn't smell.
Yeah.
It's a vape. It would go away. And if anything, it smells like cookies and cream.
Kind of lied to him, told him that, just took a hot shower. I was on one of my times out of town for work. So, Glenn and I were sharing the room. So Glenn told me he just got out of the shower. He had it really hot. And he thinks the steam set off. Now, where that is absolute bullshit.
A better story is like, I was going to take a shower and then... He was going to go next, so I just left it running.
Yeah.
And I had the door open, and so the shower steam just kept coming out.
Where this is absolute bullshit, though, is...
It is all bullshit, though.
No, it is. But where it's obvious bullshit is the fact that, okay...
It's over here, and...
The rooms are segmented. You had, like, the sleeping quarters, and then a little walkway, like, between two walls.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess you'd say, like, the rest area with the TV, couch, shit like that. Real nice hotel. So there's a bathroom... in the sleeping area, where right in front of the bathroom door is another alarm.
And that one didn't go off.
That one's not going off.
That's the carbon dioxide. What's the other one?
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, the carbon monoxide one. That one. That's what that one is.
Yeah. So, it was funny. Wasn't expecting it to go off.
Oh, no.
It totally did. The only room I've ever stayed in where that's happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel more like upset about the rooms you guys stayed in now.
Yeah, they're nice.
No, I mean like they're just those. The battery's just dead.
Oh yeah, could be.
I know. You know, that crackhead motel you stayed that one time is probably out. It was just disabled. It was just stolen.
Oh.
It's just a wire hanging from a wall.
The Breaking Bad Hotel.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Bad Hotel. Ah, so how was your week, man?
Boring.
Boring?
Nothing happened.
Really? Didn't go anywhere? No trips? No, nothing?
No, not really.
Didn't any run into nefarious characters or anything like that?
No. Not like that. Didn't see anything cool. Didn't do anything cool.
Same here. I didn't really do much all week. I went to work every day.
Wow.
Relatively on time.
It's an improvement.
With effort.
An improvement from last week.
With effort. Remember, I talked about last week. I didn't stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really want to be there. Took my vape with me, my weed vape with me. Took a hit every day. Took 4 hits a day. One when I walk in the building.
Jason, you're starting to have a problem.
This was an experiment, actually. This started off on Monday as an experiment because I don't really smoke at work. I don't smoke and go to work. Or, like, smoke at work. Wait till I get home.
Yeah.
That's the end of my day thing. And I have done a few times. But usually I end up feeling tired. I take, like, an edible one. Like, it'd be, like, an edible with... I had, like, caffeine in it, too, so I can keep going at work. Mm-hmm. And then, towards the end, the caffeine wears off, and I just feel really dragged out. And it doesn't really do much for me, so I was like, fuck it. Stop doing that. But I threw the weed hit, and it basically just made me tolerate work all day. Wasn't angry. Wasn't depressed. Wasn't anything. The day just went by. You know, I just only concentrated on my my podcast or whatever was my ear at the time. Didn't really think outside of that, except maybe a couple, you know, just other what I need to do while I'm working. I'm actually thinking about my actual work and the work involved in my job. But, you know, that's only like 5% of my brain, if that. That's 50%. Well, we only use 10%. So it takes me half my brain. No, but it takes very little to do my actual job part. So, but occasionally I need to think of something like, how do I put this up there? Or how would this look better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to place this Tetris block somehow. But I wasn't mad. The one day I did forget it and was really upset. They actually asked me want to go home after 2 hours. So I was like, cool. So I took off home for two, and then for another 2 hours, and I, not home, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to work later on with the vape that I forgot.
Wait, so you drove to work, got sent home early, so you drove home,
mm-hmm.
then turned around and drove back up to work again.
Yeah.
That is a waste of gas.
Okay. Gas is like $2.40. I fucking just let, I leave the car running with the AC on.
Yeah.
But when I get, for that, in case that happens. That's not too much of a big deal. And then I was either planning, I was either going to go stay where I'm at and like watch a movie, get something to eat, drink a beer. You know, movie was, Sasha Party was going to start, and I was thinking about where I could eat, and I think, you know what, I'll just go home, go get a steak.
Not get a lot some tacos of good movies out right now.
Huh?
Not a lot of good movies out right now.
No, that was another thing. The only thing was Sasha's Party, and I saw most of it already.
Yeah.
Like at your house, so. I was like, you know what, I'll just go here, and I went to the, came back home, ate steak, drank a beer, and then went back.
Mm-hmm.
With the vape, and then felt good. And the only time I was mad is when it really starts to work, when it, just at the cusp when it starts to wear off. And it's basically the same way breaks goes. I work for like two and a half hours and then break and then 2.5 hours and lunch, whatever like that. Keeps going like that. So it'd keep me going. That's how long it would last. It lasts roughly 2 hours.
Do you leave your device in your car or are you taking it with you?
Mm-hmm. I have it in my bag mixed with a bunch of other junk. So, like, when you look at it, you really wouldn't stand out to the metal detector.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a lot of jumbled crap in my lunch bag.
Well, because I was just thinking, like, when it's starting to wear off, instead of getting pissed, why don't you excuse yourself to the bathroom, go to the stall, take a little...
Oh, no. Hitty. See, like, the brakes at work out, so when it wears off, like, I have an opportunity to vape it again.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, I can do it, like, you know, when I'm walking through the parking lot to work... And then inside my work area during break, I can get outside real fast and take a quick hit, and just like a small hit. Like I'm not even like vaping away, like be fucked up. Just enough to like clear my head. I didn't know what to say for that. I was like, just to be straight, just to get straight, you know. Like I don't know.
To free your head. There you go.
Yes, yeah, free my mind.
Yeah. All right.
Because that's what it seems like. Yeah, I was tolerable. I'm talking to people. Actually, not really interested in their conversation still, but still like more nicer than I would be. Really, I would. I, like in my head, I'm thinking, you're not like this.
Don't do that, because then everyone knows something's up.
Some people actually still think I'm really nice.
Wow.
I just don't talk very much to them. Even they don't know I hate them that much. Or they just don't talk to me very often. Like, they still talk to you just to be nice. But I also notice I'm a tad more interactive after that conversation. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, what's up? Like, hey. And just keep walking. I actually would ask you one or two more words come out of it to actually have a three-second conversation. Which is more than I ever usually do. Even I notice it's different. Like, I'm not really talking to this person. That's weird. Like, I probably barely talk more to this person now than I have in the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I still don't care about your conversation. At least I feel better about it. I don't. Like, even though, like, this guy told me a boring story. This guy at work, he knows I smoke weed. All he knows is talking about, like, he's a younger kid. I keep forgetting. Like, he looks older, but I forget he's only, like.
Is he one of those young kids, like, when they find out you smoke weed, all they talk about is weed?
Yes. Yes. And I don't know how to tell him, like. I don't really like talking about that stuff. It's not, I don't give a shit about which bong you used.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if you call it Big Blue. And he showed me a picture of Big Blue. And yeah, man, after we do, we're smoking this, smoking that. And like, we got a hit out of Big Blue. And he like, and check like, out Big Blue. And it's a fucking, like a, it's a 10 inch bong like this fucking big. It's not impressive. The no. bowl was the more impressive part of it. But yeah, didn't stand
friend
out.
Of, buddy of
and
mine.
It's a plastic bong. It's a, probably a ceramic or plastic bong.
Not to be one of those guys. All they do is talk about weed. A buddy of mine when I was younger, and his name was Vinny. He had a 5-foot bong he brought from Vegas when he used to live up there.
Yeah.
This thing was badass.
I've hit out
of it. The whole fucking stem. The whole long stem of it was just this beautiful emerald blue.
Oh, okay. Had you're way impressive.
Had four fucking tubes that came off of this. A magnetic bowl on top. And the base of it was just this fucking wicked grinning jester.
Jesus, man.
Dude, it was not.
That's some stupid what, money to have for a bong, man.
Hey, oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Got to be a few hundred.
There was one night. It was just he and I. The one time I ever hit off of this, too. Mm-hmm. And
you have to go in two phases? Like, one to inhale all the smoke?
And yeah, one to fuck fill the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then cap off, blow out.
You got to do it fast, too, because otherwise you get chill smoke.
And then fucking, you know, tear it up. So it was just the two of us, so we taped off the holes for the other two fucking hoses.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I got
those will kill you.
I got so high fucking off that rip, like, I started getting motion sickness. It was crazy.
Oh, man. See, that the thing about that, the things it's telling me is were boring, was that they're not stories. They're just telling me you smoked weed.
Yeah,
it's not like where was you were smoking weed and that's part of the story, because like he's telling me a story. He went to a rave, and he's all like, you know, he's high, he's coked out, and he fucking fucked up his leg, and so like he fucked up, like he just tore his knee up, his leg up, like trying to pick up some chick, like, you know, when they're at the rave, like on top. So he ate shit, and like he wanted to keep partying, so he smoked weed, did some more coke, and just kept partying, went through the whole thing, and like, you know, suffered through the pain because he didn't feel anything. But again, like, he had a story that started with smoking weed and then doing drugs, and then they were going. Telling me that, yeah, I got fucked up, like, you know, all last week I just came stoned to work. It's not really a good story.
No, not really.
He's like, oh, man, I come here every day, just keep my car, smoke.
No, I hate those people, though. Like, once they find out
it's everything
that you do something, whether it's coke or
sometimes
weed
it sparks some sort
like
of conversation, but again, like, it's way too much now.
No,
I barely told you.
Aside from it occasionally sparking conversation, it's the fact that, like, everything out of their mouth to you now when they talk to you, everything they have to say to you, it's about fucking weed.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people like that.
That's why I stopped hanging around weed smokers.
Yeah.
They got boring. It's a lot. And like, and the conversations never change. Like, the same conversations most of them have, the same ones I had when I was 16.
Yeah.
Except other than what if one day weed is legal? It's the only one that probably doesn't happen anymore.
Nah, it's coming to the ballots here in California.
Well, it'll be real legal. But like, it's, you know, it's legal enough, right? Like, anybody can get weed right now.
You know, technically it's still not real legal since it's, regardless of what states say, it's still a federal crime.
Yeah. That's why I only smoke weed on the free and drive on the freeway.
Yeah.
Get stopped by California Highway Patrol and let you keep going. don't get those state troopers. Yeah, they raided one in Highland.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably one of those just bullshit ones, just people slinging. You know, pop up, like a pop up weed shop.
Oh, dude.
But
they're still big money makers, and that's why there's so many that just pop up and then go down. They don't care if they get raided, really.
Yeah, because you'll make a lot. You'll make enough to make bail and pay your fines, and you'll be out and start another one.
Oh yeah, they'll make a shit ton of cash, get raided, shut down. They made their money, take a small portion, open up another one, and they'll just keep fucking doing it. Because
you probably just get better every time.
Yeah, because
other than Yoda, nothing, the process of making it legal,
nothing happens to them legally. Other than here's a little fine, and your shop got shut down. That's
it. They'll probably plead down to something else, pay a fine to the city, because the city would rather have money than.
No, that's all you do is you pay a fine. There's no jail time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said the guy's looking $20,000, I think, $20,000. I think it's just bail. It's not even fine.
Well, no, there's really no bail.
Mm-hmm.
It's you don't really go to jail for it. Your shit gets raided, confiscated, shut down. All right, you're to court. You're sentenced to this fine. Okay, yeah. Here's the money. Write your check. No problem. Because I've just made God knows how many fucking hundreds of thousands during the time I was open. So this is nothing. I'll turn around and do it again.
Yeah. And then it was weird. One of those parts in the articles, I guess it may be legal wise, but it was trying to say it prohibits marijuana dispensaries and deliveries in our city.
Say what?
It prohibits, you know, having those shops in the city. Okay. I know there are some in the city.
Yeah.
Lots of them. So it seemed really weird that last part of the article was says they don't allow to have them there. Have the, you know, dispensaries and deliveries.
You might not be, like, supposed to be.
Maybe I wasn't reading it right, or maybe they're, like, I don't know, I couldn't figure out what's saying. No, maybe they didn't go the legal process. But like,
yeah, it's the same thing as any other business. You have to apply for all this.
Business license.
Yeah,
and
you
license
have to apply for all kinds of stuff. But again, that's where these pop-up shops just come in. They don't care about that. They just open up because they know, too, that it, the DA and the cops to get wind of the operation, it still takes a long time before they make a move on it.
Yeah.
There's such a long bureaucratic process.
Yeah. And they had, you know, they had to scope you out and stuff like that. And then see if you are legit, at least somewhat legit or legit. But like I was thinking like, oh man, what's going to do if my one gets raided? They're really nice people.
I know. They're like the second one that's been open in that area.
Yeah. And this one's like, it's not like they're hard to find. There's a place called Weed Maps.
Yeah,
I say it's advertised in shops.
It's funny. Not only is that the one you go to, the second one that's been open in that shopping center.
Yeah.
But the original one.
No, that was two in that same spot, right?
Well, no, there was one right next to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It got raided. It shut down. And within like 2 or 3 weeks, it became a fucking gross supply store.
Yeah, I remember that. Weed Ponics, something like that.
Oh, and it went from being...
hydroponics?
No, it was called Dr. Green Thumb.
Oh, I remember it was Dr. Green Thumb.
And that was the grow store.
Yeah.
After it got rated for being a pot shop.
Yeah. I like in their advertisement of my pot shop is that they say it's in an upscale shopping center.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Not if you see that construction side on the left side of the store.
Oh, the construction that has no construction?
Yeah, that just abandoned...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened after Mega Video left, but when they did, they fucked that place up.
I know.
Well, they fucked this place. When their lease was up, they fucking destroyed it.
Yeah, they ended up moving to a location over by Albertsons, changed the name, and it's like half the size of the original store.
It's a dying business.
It is.
I mean, it's a video store. Like, it was cool. I mean, I still like the idea of a video store. I was actually thinking about that the other day because I was thinking about, I want to see a movie. I was like, I don't want to browse. I'm actually so lazy. I want to browse to think of something I want to see. I actually want them displayed in front of me. And I was like, I miss video stores. Like, see, that was a good thing about video stores. I could actually like see all the covers of everything and physically grab it and look at it and stuff like that. Like, there was some weird thing about like how I missed about that. I could do the same thing virtually, but I just don't want to. It seemed more of a tedious task of click, 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 and like next page. Ah, oh, fuck. Load next page and then. And then think something that I feel like seeing right now.
Yeah. No, back when they had to make a video,
it was
local
good.
Video
it was
store
good. And
for
people
us.
Say, oh, I was dying. It was fine.
Like, no, what I liked about it, too, is that they had that, you know, little swing door porn section. You can go in there and rent some real damn good porn.
I never went in there.
Oh,
and
I
you
did.
Rented porn from there?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
Never rented porn.
I did. And they had all kinds, too, including hentai. They had hentai in there, too.
I never even went in that curtain. That was weird. I never could.
It wasn't a curtain. It was a fucking wooden just hinged doors.
I thought they were curtains. Like saloon doors?
Yeah. Almost, yeah. I went in there. I found all kinds of stuff. I think the favorite ones I found there I liked was called Sex Kitten.
Ooh.
Yeah, they had volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I thought it was one error, like, renting Sex Kittens again, Mr.
Yeah, no, that.
You earned a free popcorn.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can grab a soda from the cooler.
And
I remember that, too. Grabbing a soda from the cooler and grab a popcorn.
Yeah.
Then when you buy, like, when you rent, like, 3 movies or some shit like that.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was probably my favorite lesbian porns ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're good. Although, I ain't gonna lie, you do feel kind of self-conscious, though, knowing that, okay, you're going over there. You can't just go there just for the porn. You have to grab another movie, too.
Why? You're already outed as that guy.
I know. It's still self-conscious.
You should always rent a kid movie and a porn movie.
Because most of the people who worked there were females, and some of them were pretty damn hot.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you got to go up there, and you're checking out a fucking porn. But you know what? I didn't care.
That'd be funny if you see the girls, and then you try to find the porno cover where the girls look closest to the ones working on the checkout stand. And like petite Latinas 5 or something like that.
Bang bus. Think of the area.
Yeah. And so, I kind of missed like seeing going videos, even though I know that like they are officially dying. It's now time. Like before, like people were saying, oh, you know, DVDs are going to decline. Blu-ray is still coming, but still saying they're all those formats are dead. It would still be good to go see a video. You could still have a business as a video store.
They're not really dead or dying.
Well, yeah, because it's basically people who just can't adapt.
Well, it's not just, okay, not everybody.
Like my parents would.
Not everybody can pay the monthly fees for a streaming service or have the decent internet for a streaming service. If you go to Redbox is DVD. So the DVD and Blu-ray format is not dying. Most people still like to have that physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than like with the video game industry when they were coming out the current gen consoles. It was debated if they're going to even have physical copy games or if they're just going to release everything digitally.
Yeah, but physical copies come with the perk of if you again like pre-order, for example, you get all kinds of stuff for it.
Well, no,
the pre-order option for download stream, is it equal or greater to?
Usually,
I think the greater thing is whatever you come up with GameStop first.
No, not always.
That's why you get a t-shirt.
A lot of the stuff when you pre-order at like a GameStop or Best Buy, they're going to be the same as if you pre-order.
Sometimes they have exclusive versions of stuff like that. Maybe
you know what their exclusive is? Something that you could just pay $1 for online and still get.
Fuck that.
Well, no, because each
store. You know how strange people's
each store has an exclusive. Like, there was one racing game. I forgot what it was. But Best Buy, their exclusive was a skin for a car.
That's bullshit.
Now, GameStop, theirs was also a skin for a car. They're just different skins.
When it came to like that, if the option was a car.
But that's the thing.
That'd do it. But like
of the pre-orders, the bonuses you get, they're not in-store exclusives at all. The only time they're going to be an in-store exclusive is if they're a skin. That's it. And even then, those skins, just because I got at Best Buy, I could still go on and if I really want all the other skins.
Matte packs?
No, the matte packs aren't fucking store exclusive. They're not.
They say that, like GameStop. Order from GameStop and then get the exclusive blah, blah, blah matte pack.
Yeah, you know what? You look at the... if you were to go on GameStop and look at the trailer for the new Call of Duty, and they'll tell you,
Duty.
Order now and, you know, through GameStop and be able to get Modern Warfare 4 remastered and the new Zombies map pack and this map pack for the games and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I ordered the game digitally on the PS4 and I still get all that.
Okay, then.
Most of them, they're not store exclusives at all.
Okay, then. And in fact, they should make the best exclusives all on the online version. If, like I said, they're all not exclusives, but like have exclusives, then have real exclusives.
Yeah.
On the online version, then everyone will solely migrate away from physical copies.
No, there's a lot of people prefer to have a physical copy in hand. And don't get me wrong, I love to have a physical copy in hand.
Well, you can easily.
I really do.
You can sell it eventually if you wanted.
Exactly.
You can get at least $5 minimum for it.
Exactly. Now,
or give it to a friend. That's another good thing about it. You could
see, there's pros and cons to it. Because
your friend might want it.
There's
you get a game from them. That's
Well, there is a benefit, though, to doing it digitally. Some of the games I do have digitally, and the thing is, even though I don't have a physical copy, that means that if I don't have something that could break, and now I have to pay more money on the same fucking thing to replace it.
Corrupted hard drive.
Doesn't matter.
Then the file is in your cloud for that?
Yeah. You know what might affect if my hard drive? My saved game data. That's
what about next generations? You'd have to wait for them to port it, and then you have to buy it again.
No, some of those, if you've already bought the game and it ports to the next gen, you'd be able to still have it.
Or I bought a system that already had games on it.
Then the game's on it.
But then I buy a new system and I don't have the games anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, if I bought a new system, they weren't really mine or purchased by me. There's no proof that I purchased by me.
Then they weren't yours, sorry to say.
I bought them all from him. It's like if I bought his physical collection.
No. Okay, case point. Like, I have, you know, Aliens Isolation, The Witcher 3, you know, a bunch of other games.
What advertisement all the games you play?
No, I'm just saying that's what I have.
They paying you money?
Yeah. So that's what I have. Some of the games I have digitally.
So you're getting sponsors on my show, but if
something happens to my PS4 and I have to replace the PS4. No, if something happens to the PS4 and I have to buy a new PS4. All I have to need to
Mr. Rockefeller buying more PS4s, all his advertising money for all these games he's fucking getting money for.
That's right. Hey, don't blame me because I had the foresight to set up deals, okay?
And you gave me shit for driving back and forth to work. I think you're concerned about me because you're so rich.
That's right. You know?
Can you really afford that? That's how, looking back, on your pay? That's how you were really asking that thing earlier in the show, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All the work you're missing.
So, all I have to do is, because, you know, sign my PlayStation account, is just go and download. You know, re-download it. No problem.
Yeah, I figured that's how it worked if you bought it.
Yeah.
I was trying to see, what if...
If my data gets corrupted on the hard drive, because, you know, okay, I could swap the hard drive, whatever on the hard drive. All I have to do is go onto my account and click download and just re-download it. I don't have to pay for it again. I don't have to buy a new copy. Whereas if you have a physical copy and something happens, it breaks, or you know all this, you're going to have to pay to replace it.
All right. Cool.
So there are pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. Nothing really else happened at work. Nothing interesting. Didn't really run any altercations with people since I was pretty happy all day, every day. All
right.
My soup sucks. We have a new soup because my soup got promoted. Mm-hmm. Now he's a full-time big shot. So now we have a new soup.
Oh.
It's too green.
Sorry to interrupt you. What you're saying, the whole what if a friend wants to borrow something?
What are you talking about?
As far as games go.
Okay. okay. Either we had a separate conversation. I was like, what if your friend wanted to borrow something and like we were talking about the degree of what it could be?
So
I thought this was the last week conversation that you were coming back to.
PS4 Intel, for anyone who doesn't know this, because you can set your PlayStation as your master console.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, say like in this case with Frank, Frank has a PS4. I can download his account. He can download my account and then set my account as the master on his console. And I can do the same for his account on my console. And what that does is any games that I download that I buy and it's linked to my account, because my account on his console is claimed as master, he can also download on his console and play them under his account.
Okay.
And likewise, if he buys a game, I can download it and play it.
Okay, so on yours, he's the master. On his, you're the master?
No, right now, my own account, it says to the master on this one, but you can deactivate that. And so...
And then temporarily deactivate it. Enough to download the game and then change back?
Not to download it. It has to be set that way in order to play, because his account has the license key.
Yeah.
But any other account... that's on the same system as the master key can play the game.
Okay. So is it like stream playing?
No. He'd have to. So if he locks my account as the master on his console,
mm-hmm.
even though I own The Witcher 3 and it's on my console, he can go and download it onto his console and still be able to play it because my account holds the license key.
Mm-hmm.
But since my account on his is the master, it allows any other account on his system to be able to play it.
Okay.
So it's
if he changes that setting, they erase.
If I have him deactivate that and I reclaim the master on my own console,
yeah,
his account wouldn't be able to play it.
Oh, but they'll still be there. Just
hold it'd still space. Be there. Yeah, he just couldn't play the game without having my account activated as the master.
Okay,
but it's a cool thing to where you could do stuff like that with friends, where if your friend has one game you really want to play and you have a game they want to play, instead of, you know, each spending money on multiple games, you can do stuff like that, you know, kind of the swap master links, and be able to play the games, which is really interesting.
Okay. Well, let's see. Another thing about my week, Eric and I went to see some shows since we did this show Friday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like doing that. I mean, I did and I didn't.
Yeah, why not? Feel it afterwards?
yeah, no. Because I like that we did it on a Friday, left Saturday open, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, left me all day Saturday thinking it was Sunday. No matter how... And I had to keep telling her, so I'm like, fuck, I got work. No.
Why isn't this show on?
No, it's like, fuck, I got work tomorrow. Wait, no. Fuck, today's Saturday. God, it feels like a Sunday. Like, all day it's how it went.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not so bad, though. That's how I felt. That's what I liked about it.
I hated that feeling.
Because I woke up, like, I did that before when you did other Friday shows. And, like, thinking, like, oh, fuck, man. Slept all day today. Now I got to wake up tomorrow and go to work. like, yeah. And then I realized, like, no, it's Saturday. And then, like, yeah. And then, you know, waste that day.
Yep.
No, we went to see... I went to Tournament of Nerds. Still good. Always so good. It's always a fun show to go to. One of the guys wasn't there. He actually was stuck because of a delayed flight. He said he was doing something for another another YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
And then got stuck in Chicago on some layover.
Chicago.
And then later on when I got home, I saw the episode he's on. like it was already on. It was right there on YouTube when I put it up. Yeah. But yeah, it's still a fucking great show. You should check it out in LA, UCB. Fucking Tournament Nerds. Yeah,
Tournament Nerds is funny.
It's got to be able to be there at midnight. Get out like at 2 in the morning.
It's a late show. Bring your own beer and or
booze. Oh, it's fucking fantastic. Bring your own beer. Went there with Eric. Eric was fucking drunk when I picked him up, though.
Oh, that's fucking
so that
Eric.
Was just annoying.
Yeah.
He's Eric. So fucking nipped. It was just annoying. And the next day, was he drunk again? I think he was hungover. No, he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was drunk when I picked him up Sunday, because Sunday we went back to LA, to Silver Lake, and saw another comedy show. We saw Kyle Kinane from comedy, and then, who's the other one we saw? Fuck if I forgot we saw. Steve has a headache, I know. So, yeah. Like, he just took a drink, and he's holding his head all.
I get a headache, and I have no Tylenol for it. It sucks.
Yeah. And so it was fucked up, though, because we were in Silver Lake, and we saw the show. Show was good. Like, the people who hosted the show, I didn't really care for. Like, mm-hmm. It's hard to tell what they were talking about. It was three guys on stage, and they're all talking at the same time, sort of. Like, but it seems like we're missing something. So, like, we either should have got there on time, because we didn't.
No.
Or it's like a podcast continued the conversation between comedy sets. Like, if we had a show, we had a conversation going, or we had, like, a bit, or we had, like, you know, a running gag going. And then we're like, and now here's a comic. And then you saw a comic for like 15 minutes. And then we went back to the conversation in the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And let's say I walked in missing that first section. It almost felt like that.
Yeah, maybe that happened.
Possibly. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, I don't have any interest in what these guys have to say.
Yeah, that or they just sucked.
Mostly. But, I mean, the comics I went to go to see originally were there. And, like, fucking, they were great. They fucking killed it. And when he left, fucking Eric's dumbass fucking yells out the window, "Hipsters!" Like, screaming loud as fuck, man. Out the window as we passed by the place we were just left.
So, that's just irony.
It's just stupid and embarrassing. Nah, it's just dumb shit.
No, seriously, him screaming out hipsters at people out of a window is very ironic.
Is that a hipster thing?
A lot of
it would be hipster thing.
A lot of the stuff he does is kind of hipsterish.
A lot of it's just fucking ignorant, dumb shit.
Yeah, dude.
Because he's a fucking kid. You still see him that way. Well, sometimes I still see him that way because he'll do shit that makes me remind me that. Yo, you're way younger than me.
Well, he is.
Can't handle his booze. Again, he told me a story today of how he fucking blacked out.
Again?
Yeah. Woke up with his clothes on. Don't know how he got home.
Again?
Yeah, again. Again. At least this time in the story, he doesn't vomit all over him.
No.
He told me a story before
that's
he did that.
That's an improvement.
He woke up and, like, I think he's in trouble because the window's broken to the house. That's how he got in the house. And, like, he woke up with, like, you know, his vomit on him.
Yeah.
And his clothes.
He told us the story. Yeah. He actually said it on air.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of embarrassing things, waking up and you're drunk. Roach. Roach texts me.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how to change your oil? I said, yeah. If you want to know, you can go to YouTube. My response.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I want to learn. He wants to learn how to change his oil, I guess.
Okay.
So I sat there thinking about why he's asking me these things. That's all. I break down every text of why you're asking me at this time. And I wrote back, like, so you want to be more manly or do you want to save money? Because if you want to save money, it equals the same amount doing it yourself as it is going to a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Except you don't have to go to a shop and may save a little time, maybe.
Yeah.
Unless it's Jiffy Lube. I don't know. Jiffy Lube, I used to have a 30-minute guarantee, but everywhere else I used to go, I'd be there. I'd be guaranteed known to waste like 3 or 4 hours without my car until they get around to do my oil.
Yeah.
And then do the inspection to tell me a bunch of crap I'm not going to do and not pay them to do. So other than saving that embarrassment, I don't really see a point of him teaching him. So, but he said, yeah, it's half and half.
You know, it's a good thing to know.
I guess. Not a nip. His girlfriend probably knows already. She should show him. Maybe he wants to surprise her.
Could be. Maybe
he shows up with his girlfriend's car when I go to show
maybe
him.
Maybe it's a bit of embarrassment going to his girlfriend's dad.
Since the incident of the car last time?
Yeah. Kind of proved he doesn't know shit.
Maybe he teased him. Maybe he teased him a little.
Yeah, I can understand it. Probably heard his future father-in-law in the background going, Mija, what are you doing?
He's not a man.
Yeah.
You need to be with a man. Man who'll work on cars and take care of a girl and make money.
Exactly.
Owns a truck.
He's soft. He's a poof.
Like, he doesn't even own a truck. He drives, like, this little golf cart. Mexicans respect owning a truck. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's something my grandma told my nephew. It's like, when you get old, get big, get a job, buy a truck. Yep. That's what she told him as advice. Like, I was like, full straight from Mexico, grandma. So, like, yeah, that's his advice growing up in the world. Like, get a truck.
It's true.
Yeah, he did. Bought a truck.
Well, that's it. Trucks are seen as manly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of sports car you might own and how badass it is.
You could put a lawnmower in the back. That's the Mexican mentality. She said, you could put a lawnmower. And guess what he did? Had a little mini lawnmower in service for a while. So.
Yeah.
Unlicensed lawnmower.
It doesn't matter how badass of a car you have, it'll never be as manly as having a truck. No matter what the truck is like. You know?
No. You could have a beater.
You could have an old ass beater truck. It is still manly because it's a fucking truck.
You're more useful, anyways.
Yeah.
More manly, I get a Mustang. Classic Mustang.
Even a classic Mustang.
You get more manly than that.
Isn't manly
where it's not like
a fucking truck.
Over restored, like where it's like super cherry, where you're just showing off, like that guy doesn't know shit. But like, you know, it's great. But then when you look in the interior, it's fucked. Still a manly car.
Speaking of manly.
Manhandling or manly?
Manly. DeLorean is releasing a new car.
DeLorean doesn't exist, but it's not manly.
It looks pretty manly.
Yeah. It's got to be. The manliest car I think I can think of is probably that Ford Raptor, which is still the douchiest piece of shit car I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, open another page and do Ford Raptor. But after that, what's this new car?
This beauty.
It's like a fucking Bugatti or a fucking Lamborghini and shit.
Exactly. That's the new DeLorean.
Lamborghini's going to sue somebody. It's still all made of steel.
It looks nice. That makes sense. That's the thing. It's like same exact color palette as the original. It you can see a lot of the original in it, just a lot more streamlined.
It looks like the original was there, and they just like Photoshop these plates on it.
Something, yeah.
Get some sort of familiarity to it.
Yeah. It looks nice. I give it that.
You need the GMC on it. Oh, there we go. Someone did a mock of the GMC on it. The other one didn't.
Yeah.
See, these are all Lamborghini mocks. Are these real?
Yeah.
They look like just Lamborghinis that they grayed out and then changed the symbol in the front. See, that one has a completely different symbol. They all do. GMC. I assume one says DeLorean, and then what the fuck? That's not the same car.
That's just five cars with going doors that aren't the DeLorean.
You know what? From the first time you saw that, showed that picture, I thought it was the back of the car. The picture number six you had. So he just went on Google Maps and looked up
DeLorean. Oh, and it's not GMC. It says DMC. So, yeah. This is the new DeLorean.
DeLorean Motor Company or something like that. It's probably what they're trying to say, something like that. But yeah. Make it look like that. GMC is going to sue somebody.
Yeah. That's the bag right there. Dude, it looks nice, except for that.
Good luck. Whatever that was. I'll tell you, good luck. It's hard to make a car.
Oh, yeah.
You're patented out. You're going to lose patent-wise.
But that's the thing.
Like, that's an underground thing of patent lawsuits. Cars are also get that shit.
Yeah.
People say about Apple and Android and shit and Samsung, but no. They have patent lawsuits, too. Everyone doesn't want their shit copied. Yeah,
but here's the thing. They all look the same. It's not so much, too. You're just buying this fancy car. You're buying that name. It's DeLorean. The name DeLorean is, it's just got this appeal to it, you know?
That no one listens. Like, the car was actually a piece of shit.
No, the car wasn't bad.
No, it was bad. It was a bad motor, bad engine, right there. Heavy. It's a shit car. That's the thing. The thing is the movie. The whole nostalgia is the fucking movie. It was a car that didn't sell well. Someone made their car look like a DeLorean?
No, I don't know what that one is.
I think West Coast Customs made $1 million DeLorean.
Yeah.
And they just took it out and put a Ferrari in it.
No, the reason why the DeLorean, there's this whole like backstory to the DeLorean Motor Company on it didn't take off. And it involves a lot of shady shit pulled by other motor companies and the stuff they didn't want them doing.
Well, okay, moving on.
It looks nice.
I don't even think that's real. I think that's just some guy fantasizing Photoshop.
No, that's the image that they released. That's their new car they're coming out with.
Oh, man.
I like it.
I'll buy two.
Here's a classic gold one.
Ooh, look at this guy.
Look at that. Fancy.
I know. I like 80s style cars sometimes. Like, that's something you could bring back. No one will notice. You tried it with the Mustang. It kind of worked. And the Challenger. Still like a douche driving that car, though. Seems like a very big, oversized car. The Challengers?
I like the Challenger, though.
I like it. It's just big, bulky. It's unnecessary. I like the Charger. You don't need
half that. I like the Charger better.
Is it Charger or Challenger? I don't know which cars are cars.
Yeah.
Whatever which one is which. Again, I don't really care. I don't pay attention to other cars. I see it like, what a piece of shit. I wish I had a new car. But still, I'd say like, I look at a car and she's like, what a piece of shit. I bet a douchebag drives this. I wish I had a new car. That's how my brain works, walking to the parking lot at work. Look at this dick driving, Kirk likes parking two, taking up two parking spaces. Mm. I don't care if you park in the back. You're still a dick.
Have you seen the new Google phone?
The Nexus ones?
Yeah.
They have new Nexuses?
Yeah, the Nexus 6.
Sweet.
Oh, they had the 5 and the 6. Mm-hmm. The 6 is a bit bigger.
Yeah, they would have kept their small phone actually really small.
Yeah.
But those are pure Android phones, though. Get their first ones to get updates, and they actually run pretty... I've heard they run pretty well.
Yeah.
They're really an underrated phone. No,
they're getting mad reviews.
Good. And they always say, that's a great phone, but just no one... It's not the big pusher. The big pusher is, you know, iPhone, Samsung.
Well, there's reasons for it. Those are the top name brands that dealers have. Whereas with the Nexus, Google is not letting any phone company sell it.
So is your so you buy it straight out?
Yes.
Oh, then just do it like an AT&T Next.
You buy it straight out. You can even finance it through Google.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not letting any phone company do it. And the reason why they're doing this is they're pure Android, so there's no bloatware.
It's eliminate bloatware, yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's almost like the Apple approach where they insist that no one puts any crap on their goddamn phone.
Problem is, though, it doesn't matter what dealer you go through. A dealer will always have their own bloatware on it as well. no matter what. And that's why
no. I've never had an iPhone with blow-ray.
That's why Google does not let any a carrier sell it.
Also, because
they will put their bloatware on.
It's hard to update too.
Yeah,
people say getting updates from Verizon, I think, was it's just a hassle. Like, it just takes forever to get the actual update for your phone.
Yeah,
some sort of business bureaucratic between them.
Yeah, but the phones, they don't look bad at all. I was researching; they look really nice. Like the Nexus 6, it's all aluminum casing. The downside is they don't have an SD slot to them for memory expansion.
They want you to use Google Drive, huh?
No.
I figured they'd give you a lot of Google Drive space just for buying the phone.
They might, but even then, like...
Kind of like getting Android, like free Google.
There's
like
a Google Cloud. One of the Nexus, that has like 126 gig memory in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only like 6-something.
That ain't bad. That ain't better.
No, that's fucking great.
Actually, you know what? You're right. It's incredible.
Yeah. That much fucking gig memory for that fucking price? And that's on the 6. That's their bigger one.
It's about 400 cheaper than an iPhone.
Yeah.
Buying straight outwise, yeah.
Yeah, fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking into that.
Looking at the financing a Google phone?
At some point.
Well, yeah, I'd say go for it. It's a good phone.
Yeah, no, it looks good. So I was debating that because at some point I want to upgrade my phone. I was debating on either the Note 7 or the Nexus.
Mm-hmm. Joe got that Samsung. I don't know. We're going to talk about this later. Moving on.
Yeah.
I
just want to point out the Nexus.
That's the whole story you have for the day.
I did. I want to point out the Nexus.
Phone.
Yeah,
Steve wants to buy this phone.
Yeah, I was researching this phone. It looks fucking
amazing.
Write
that in the notes. Steve wants to buy this phone.
Yes.
Steve,
that's right.
Steve interrupted the show to buy
That and, you know, I'm contractually obligated to mention my...
Your Ripped in Half wish list on Amazon?
No. My personal sponsors. Got to make that Google money.
Oh, so you're mentioning the name, how you like it, to hopefully they'll give you a phone. Google's like that. Google might give you a phone. I'd say I do that for Apple, but Apple won't give me a phone. They don't give shit.
Yeah, Apple's a
never
bitch
believe
though.
A Facebook post say like Apple's giving away all kinds of shit because it's just a virus.
Yeah.
Apple doesn't give shit to nobody. They'll give you a discount.
That or it's just a way to get a lot of likes and shares.
Yeah, they're like baits. Just leave Facebook. Be easy. Eliminate your friends and make it a news feed. It's actually a little better, but kind of sad if you're looking at Facebook and you have no friends. That's the only sad thing about having enough, like using Facebook now as a news feed. They see me on Facebook, like, I'm looking through it in my head, like, no friends on here.
I'm alone.
I found all these fucking things for the show, though. This thing. I love this. This is a cute story since we're doing worthless stories.
Worthless stories.
Cormorant, Minnesota. Re-elects dog mayor for second term. Yes, the city of Cormorant, Minnesota, has re-elected their mayor. Check out them. Duke, that's his name. The popular politician. Just, I want to find one. It's a 9-year-old great Pyrenees. His third consecutive term as mayor. Basically, since he was a puppy, it's a 3-year term, isn't it? How long can you be mayor for?
I'm not sure, and I think that depends on the township.
I don't know. It seems like people are mayors forever, though.
You know what I find stupid
Hollywood
about
mayor
this?
Was there for years.
I don't know. You know what I think stupid
decades
about
this
even. Is there's already another town that long before this that their mayor has been a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And what's dumb about this is that you still need to have somebody who's making X amount of decisions, you know, approving and or vetoing stuff.
Well, okay, here's
and
the thing about this
town. Obviously a dog and can't do that. So
they have to go to his approval, though.
He
has to sign off on all this.
That's what I'm saying. There are actual puppet masters behind all this. This is all joke bullshit.
They do the same. Like, you're saying the handlers are the ones who actually control it, not
there's other people behind the scenes who really
control
it.
All yes men are in the way.
Pretty much.
Keeping him sedated.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in Lord of the Rings. That guy just manipulated the king in the background.
Mm-hmm.
This dog is actually run, since it's only a town of 1,000 people, it's run by a council of locals.
Exactly.
Who have to go then get approval from the dog, but all you have to do is just scratch behind his head. And if he taps his leg, approved. Their schools are greatly underfunded because there's one day when they needed funding for schools.
Yeah.
He didn't want his head scratched that day, and he kept dodging his head. And so, like, moving back, don't touch me type of thing. And they tried that for, like, a half an hour, and he wouldn't assign it. He didn't want to tap on it, so. They had to have a fundraiser because that dog didn't want to approve the budget for the schools. Sad. During the strike, though, they said sick 'em. He broke up the strike. I like if they said they're trying to say all the great things he's done for this city, and one of them was when he broke up the strike, and then they show him just releasing him to the door and attacking people.
Release the mayor.
This is him just chewing hippies.
Vito, 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 Vito.
Mayor Cotton Peanut Butter Cheese Kettle. With secretary. Mayor Cotton licking balls on public street.
Maricot urinating in public.
Urinating on public fucking hydrants.
Public property.
paying for hookers with a check. It's a dog handing him a check. That was still part of it.
Maricot drinking out of toilet bowls. Maricot accepting scratch bribes.
Sex with poodle in public park. Big cover up, sitting on beach.
And you know what? As a news reporter, I would intentionally be like taking these photos or writing these articles.
Yes, seriously. In a small town of 1,000 people, just fucking trolling the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Just the local paper. I would be the one to, like,
use. Local mayor at it again. And he's just there. Just roll around dirt. Local mayor vomiting grass on sidewalk that he's seen eating earlier today.
That'd be funny.
Who ate pie? Witnesses say local mayor Duke may be in suspect involved. All right, moving on.
Mayor caught vandalizing local business trash cans.
Terrorizing local postman on strike till mayor comes with solution. No, a local postman wanted mail. Demand
public apology.
No, local postman want mayor impeached.
No, they want him kenneled.
Town mourns as the mayor comes down with parvo. Oh. Candlelight vigil. Yeah, dog park. We keep going. Get no. Okay, let's end this bit.
Yeah.
Moving on. I don't have any. I have stories. What am I looking for? You have stories, right?
A couple.
I have this guy made a Batman suit. That's pretty cool.
You know what? If it's the guy I'm thinking of, I saw a video. He has Bat gadgets now.
Really?
But I want to say it's the same. Is he a Swedish or Swiss? I remember seeing his outfit years ago. He had a video, and yeah, it was an extremely badass fucking bat outfit. I mean, this dude spent lots of money on material to fucking make this, and he looks like, if you were to picture a real life Batman, he looks it. It's fucking crazy.
Is there a video on him?
Yeah, let me see if I can't find
his name. Is Julian, so I know what this fucking thing is. Reporter Julian, film art director. He won a Guinness World Record for having the most gadgets on this. He's able to fit 23 different items into his Batsuit. All inspired by Batman Origins. Arkham Origins, I mean.
Okay, that's not it. Not Swedish.
Wow, that's actually cool. He has a functional GPS that works in conjunction with Bluetooth tracking devices that magnetically stick to vehicles. Yep. That's fucking nuts. So basically, he has a suit, but probably incapable. What's the guy look like? He has a badass suit that's. Oh, I found it. Batman cosplay world record breaker. No, that might not be the actual story. That might be the story on him, not the actual.
Oh, no, they got a video with it.
Oh, I got a video on me. Fuck you, video. Moving on. Pause it for a minute then.
Okay, I'm going to pause for a sec so we can pull this video and then we'll commence once I have it.
All right, the World Cup is not even making the suit. It's putting more gadgets on the suit.
Okay, so we're not going to play the video to have the audio going because it
turned out to be disappointing.
Yeah, it's long and kind of ridiculous. Out to
be not as much as you expected.
Well, no, I mean, it's cool. Okay, the story about this dude, he made a 3D printed Batman suit and then molded it to fit his body type.
This is going to be less as an achievement as 3D printing becomes more common.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, how.
It is a badass suit, and he's a big guy. I mean, in costume, he stands at 6'10".
I mean, those ears are 3 inches.
Okay, but take off 3 inches, that's still 6'7".
Another inch and a half probably for the boots.
Okay, so 6'5"? 6'5 and a half? That's still fucking big.
That's not all him then, huh? You're right.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Now, that being said,
I bet that guy's probably 6.
It loses its appeal when you see him without the helmet on, without the cowl.
What, he takes the mask off and goes, hey, you guys?
He's like some dorky, British dude with the...
Who else would take on
and
this
And he's got the British gap. That's the thing. The British teeth. Oh, my God. He looks funny without it.
He's fine. It's funny right now is that he has the line... From having the mask on, the helmet on, you see the lines that are imprinted on his face.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's getting me right now.
So he's world record holder for this. What was his name?
It's like if Alfred took on the suit.
Yeah, it's a Julian something. You can just do what I do on YouTube. It's Batman cosplay breaks.
Is his name in the
record.
Description? Scroll through that a little bit. It better be, otherwise that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know, huh? Something just not.
It just says Julian. They just call him Julian.
Yeah, but he's got a fireball shooter, gauntlet video screen. Bat tracking beacon, bat sign projector, folding batarangs, a grapnel gun, cowl respirator, pneumatic tranquilizer gun, ultrasonic anti-dog device.
Margarita machine.
Yeah, bat shurikens, ball bearing grenades, gauntlet flashlight, battery pack, laser designator, bat cam, strobe, stun gun, gas dispenser, smoke bombs, the bat flask, concealed laryngeal microphone, and a two-way radio.
Two USB 3 ports and HDMI. Wow. AVI and fucking optic.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, I mean, yeah, very extensive. A lot of gadgets on this.
Cape is made of Mylar.
Funny looking guy. But still, pretty cool achievement. And be a world record holder for something like that. That's pretty cool.
I was watching this video. I was thinking, in terms of, post-apocalyptic zombie apocalypse type of thing.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, probably.
And you come across his house.
Oh, yeah.
You're a scavenger in that world, and you find this
guy, bat armor.
Let's check out this house for, supplies. And then you're like, we're in Batman's house? Do you really think you're in Batman's house? So you see a family photo? that guy's Batman? I guess I would never know.
That'd be funny.
That'd be crazy. There's a lot of people with a lot of weird hobbies and things they collect and have. I always thought about that. They don't show that enough, and it would be pointless and only be silly, but there are people like that. In the post-apocalyptic, either nuclear warfare, disease, or zombies, you come to people's homes. That's why you scavenge. Some people do have, those safe rooms. People have tunnels in their house. You've seen those Survivor shows.
Yeah.
People have that shit.
They never show you, what their quirks are.
It'd be guaranteed that they're dead. I don't care if you prepare or not. That's great. And if you happen to be home, that's the only answer. If you happen to be home when this goes down,
yeah,
you're fine. And then you have a whole list to hold up. But most likely you're not, and you're going to die like an idiot. No. I don't think I'm going to survive. Most people aren't going to survive. Everyone thinks they have a plan, but they don't.
I'll survive.
I think so too. Oh, that I survived too.
Oh, I thought you said about me.
I've always made plans, but never done it, to have my own survivor thing.
Yeah.
It's going to involve a coat that I really like that's going to last me forever, a pair of boots that'll last me forever.
Your Doctor Who cosplay.
It's probably the Doctor Who boots. But I don't see them as an all-terrain boot. But they do seem like adventure boots.
Yeah.
Either my homeless man coat or a trench coat. A cool trench coat. And then there's a gun, some MREs, and a bottle of vitamins. And maybe some, like, a Band-Aid kit. And that's it. Maybe a sweater. Socks. Lots of socks. Gotta have socks. Learn that watching Vietnam movies.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, you're right. It's one thing when it comes to zombie stuff. They never really show you when scavenging a house. It's like, everybody's got a quirk.
Like, look at this guy. Yeah, this guy has a swing set in their house and shit like that.
Yeah, or...
Everyone somehow seemed to have lots of guns hidden in their home.
Yeah, okay, a house with guns. This guy's really into Batman and has a cosplay of Batman with all this utility stuff. Damn, we haven't come across some people who are some really hardcore S&M. You know, look at all this fucking leather around. They got a sex swing just dangling over their bed and shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's always to find out that people are cannibals.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they have safe... They have, like, the fallout shelters in their houses. That's mm-hmm. a common thing, though.
The blind dude down the street turned out to be a serial killer. Had bodies stacked in his fucking basement.
Yeah, I've read a bunch of times in books. You know, like that.
Like especially you never see that in any of
these.
You
seem so nice, and you share with us like half the food he gave. You find out half the food he gave you is all people.
Yeah, I was saying post-apocalyptic stuff. You never see any stuff like that. It's like every home is the same generic, average being. There's nothing about the people.
You're walking like this guy really loves Mel Gibson. Like yeah, just pictures of Mel Gibson everywhere, and like. Props from the movie, all the movies he's been in.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and like again, his own Apocalypto cosplay, all 3D printed. He has like cells when he was on Simpsons, but like again, like so you walk into this house, scavenging, and you're like, dude, you gotta check this out. Like, man, we're in Batman's house. Like,
would you try on the armor? Would you try
hell
on the armor?
Yeah. First thing you do. Well, there'd be a bunch of test armor, too. And be like, oh, check out the new gadget he was working on.
You see what's actually practical you can use to survive.
And he goes to the garage. It's like, why did he drive a Saturn?
I didn't know Batman drove a Prius.
I expect Batman drove a Prius. It'd be one of his many cars, but he'd drive a Prius. I bet he'd drive...
Or it's like a little smart car.
Batman would own...
You know, it's a smart car with bat wings on the back.
Got fins on the side. It's like those Geo Metros ones that used to deliver parts that look like bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those ones? But yeah. It was like a bat. That's what it is. That's the same thing.
Jeez.
I don't know if they're supposed to be bunnies or mice. Were they Napa cars?
I don't know.
I thought you worked for Napa.
I never worked for Napa.
I thought you deliver parts. Who'd you deliver parts for?
Crush Chevrolet.
Okay, can't. No, keep going. Sorry. They don't want this guy. They want people to find out this guy used to work for us.
This is a Chevy company.
This will ruin your political career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Political career. Moving on. Trump statues.
Yep.
Oh, man. All this fucking naked swinging dick going around the place. Showing people his actual power.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because there's one person. He put a bunch of statues all over the place.
It's part of a street art thing.
Yeah, of a naked Trump with a small penis in the walls. And a lot of people were taking pictures with it and laughing. Oh, it's so fucking funny. Ha, ha, ha. But someone turned around and they did the same thing for Hillary.
See, they actually asked the people who did that prank, will they do one? And they said, the artist who did it said, fuck yeah, I will. I hate her yeah. And her rapist husband. That's what he said to it.
Nice.
Like, well, all things being equal, might as well do it. Like, they're all for making one for her.
Yeah.
But again, even he pointed out.
Well, within a few days, I had seen one of her. And, yeah, go figure that the same websites who were loving the Trump one were, of course, bashing the Hillary one. How
he said that, too. Like, it'd be a different story. And yeah, that's true. It'd be a different story if it was a naked Hillary on the streets.
How so? How so?
It's how people's perceptions, how it went, like it's a double standard.
For it's definitely a double standard.
And so like, people, and like you said, you just said like, if taking it the same way, no. No one's going to take it the same way if they put a naked Hillary out there. Just putting a woman naked out there, putting her out there, it's not going to fall the same way. It's not going to come with the same jokey thing. Be like, oh, shit, you put a naked woman out there.
Well, no, because people are fucking, they're bullshit with their double standards.
Yeah.
But it's like, there was a website, I forgot.
I know they're trying
what
to.
What it was, but, you know, you got all this stuff going on with Hillary and, like, her health and everything.
There I don't want to get too political.
No, we're not. I want to say, there was a website.
Keep this one short, then.
They did a whole segment
using
on opinion, how,
Steve, we know.
No, they did a huge segment on how it is sexist to question Hillary's health. It is sexist to question it.
At work, maybe.
No, just period.
No, that's
to question
sexist.
To have any to
that's
question
a common
their
public
health
thing.
At all.
That's a common public thing you can ask somebody.
Nope, it's sexist.
At work, I can believe you can pull that sexist card. You can't ask a woman how she looks. You have to. You can't say a woman looks nice.
No, no,
looks good today.
It's not about like
she
how
has
she
to
looked.
Ask you that, and otherwise you'll get arrested. I learned that in my thing at work.
Yeah,
that video told me I have to be asked my opinion, not give my opinion when it comes to a woman.
Well, no, that's one thing.
At work,
yeah, which is bullshit.
Outside of work, fuck you. I'm not at work.
Well, no, there's a big thing with Hillary. These big health concerns start coming up on her when. Like, it was showing, like, she was just constantly, like, tripping and falling, having issues, having to be helped by the Secret Service up a couple steps of stairs to get into a doorway.
Isn't she 60? Plus?
So is Trump. No, so there's this lot of legit, I guess, like, all these reports were coming out about her having these big health problems.
They're both feeble, then.
And so people were starting to question.
Mentally feeble.
We'll leave you guessing on which one that is.
I made that fair for a reason.
I know. So did I. A lot of legitimate health concerns there. And people start questioning it. A lot of news articles start questioning it. So one of them in particular, I forgot who it was.
Yeah, but
they did a whole article on questioning her health is sexist. Because you're implying that she is a weak, feeble woman by
okay,
doing
both
it.
Of these, even the one somewhat, as a, I guess, is a defense... are very weird angles to find flaws or, like, to find weaknesses in this person.
Well, cause I guess, like, her health issue was a big thing even before she started running. And it's not just, like, physical health. There's been a lot of questions on mental health with her. It's fucking weird.
Well, I think once you have a physical health problem, it'd probably be the same thing. And, again, you could probably say the same thing for the other guy. I guess it's more taking a little more stride since he just says it out loud.
Yeah.
Admitting the problem, he's fine with it. what was I going to say? Now I've lost my point.
No.
Just to make that side joke. I probably been like blanked out of whatever I still think I was going to do. No. Yeah, it's really weird. Sorry, breaking down all these like theories on this once you see her fall a couple times, I guess. It's another weird angle to attack at, I guess. That's what I see it
well,
as.
Well, no, it all kind of...
Or defend. Like you just said, the other fucking thing tried to defend using that angle, and it's very weird that their approach from it was sexist.
Well, there it's a website known for, like, every little thing when it comes to women. It's sexist. And they pick some of the weirdest things, too. Like, if you question this, you're sexist. Like, what? No.
If I what?
They just
if I question it,
if you question it, you're sexist.
You brought it up. You're sexist.
Yeah.
In fact, I wasn't even thinking about it until you said something.
Yeah.
It's like you made it weird by mentioning it was weird. That's how that way goes. I didn't think about it. That was just like, you know, a normal thing. No. Oh, look, she tripped. No, she's in peril. She's dying. It's odd. All right, moving on. Next story. If we have any stories. We don't really have stories this week. We didn't do shit.
There wasn't much for this week. Really.
I know. I have stuff I just keep forgetting. Oh, this was your favorite one, Steve. I know this is your favorite story of the week.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this was not first of the week.
Hey, you don't know what else I have.
Oh, bearing the lead, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe you're bearing the lead. Maybe I'm going to blow your lead right now.
Oh,
we're already a couple hours in the show.
Damn.
So,
going to ruin it. Going to ruin it.
Leslie Jones hacked. Nude photos leaked.
Who the fuck's Leslie Jones? Oh, God, no.
What? The beautiful African American Ghostbuster?
She's not attractive.
You want my number?
No, I don't want your number.
I love that video. I like that commercial because she says that guy. It kind of scares him by saying that.
Uh-huh.
She knows what she is. I don't know what that means, but still, she's kind of monstrous.
Well, she's kind of manly?
Got a monster. Very Killer Croc.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Not Killer Croc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you wanted to bother to do the searches, I tried.
I don't want to bother doing the searches.
And
no.
All I came up with her naked with Peter Dinklage on a SNL bitch, bit.
SNL bitch, huh?
SNL bit. There's an SNL bill with her and Peter Dinklage naked.
You're going to force me to do this.
But that's not the leaked photos. And I tried looking around for the leaked photos just to send to you that day. I was going to blow up your fucking phone with the
Why
pictures.
Why would you do that?
Because I know how much you love her.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, your favorite movie of the year.
Oh, fantastic film.
You said it blew out Deadpool out of the water. And
oh,
you plan
far,
to buy
yeah.
their DVD rather than his DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Which will come someday, you will, right?
That's right.
All that shit talk you told me a year ago about how much you love this
No,
movie.
I still plan
or
on...
Or like not, you're earlier this year.
I do.
How you plan to buy that.
I do.
Didn't go to didn't go to the booth to buy an autograph one from Ryan Reynolds himself.
You know, no, don't get me wrong. Okay, here's the thing. I seriously contemplated doing that. And a big part
for
of me
4 days?
Really wanted
for
to.
For 4+ days?
3 of those days were taken up waiting in line during that time.
One of those lines could have...
One of those lines could have what? two of them netted a profit. One of them, luck of the draw, I didn't get it.
You could have sold the autograph one and then bought just a $5 one from Walmart.
The autograph one would have gone for the same price as the basic one.
$25?
Yeah. Some of the Blu-rays are. And it just came, it really like, it the
whole, one would hold value no, 5 years from now.
That's the thing. The argument of mine is like, yeah, okay, I get the autograph one, which is great.
You could have got the VHS tape. Remember those VHS ones? For
Actually,
the first
I didn't care about the VHS one.
I would way have a better VHS tape like that. I mean, it's like, because no, like, I can't wait till it gets old.
No, here's the problem for me.
Like, keep playing it till it gets old and grainy.
Yes,
and then record
that's
that
the
one
problem
onto
for me,
MP,
you know,
record
I'm
that
gonna,
one digitally.
I would want to see, I would want to watch it. I would want to crack it open and watch it. But it's signed, so it's no. I can't crack it open.
Did
watch
he record?
It.
Okay, depends where he signed
it.
It if he signs the
it would
cover,
have been right on the case, right on the cover
of the case.
Yeah,
that's fine. The DVD is fine.
But then I have to unwrap it, and this and that. No,
yeah, it's already unwrapped because he signed it.
No,
it's like he signed the Mylar over it.
No, I'm willing to bet what it is you have you know it's one
if
of those.
If he signed the DVD, no, then you have a problem.
I'm thinking it's probably one of those where you have the normal DVD in the case that goes inside that little cardboard sleeve that has the same image as the box,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably what he signed.
Oh, then you could just buy a new DVD.
But then I'd
and
be
then
buying both
that.
Of them. I'd have to buy it twice.
Well, you eventually sell one, right?
Why? If I buy it once,
why are you
with
complaining that
I
have to
I
buy two?
It.
One is a collector item, and one is a DVD. One or two? There are two separate things.
Exactly,
they are not
see,
the same thing anymore.
The collector's item, I would instantly
once
want to
his
open
pen
and watch.
Touched that, there are two separate things.
No,
they are no longer a DVD.
No,
one is a
it,
collector
no,
item.
It's still a DVD.
One is a DVD.
No, because it's still a DVD
or Blu-ray.
Of a
I mean,
movie.
We're still gonna say DVD. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's still a DVD or Blu-ray, video movie.
One's now a real
film.
Collector. Version, not the one they print collector version.
It's still something that I would want to sit and watch. So
you are
going to
sit and watch. Just
no,
buy the
instantly.
$5 one at the
I had,
bin
I had,
at Walmart.
No, I had my laptop on. My laptop plays Blu-ray. I would want to go to the room that night and unwrapped it and watched it because it's fucking Deadpool. And then it would have been useless, and I just waited in line to buy this movie that's autographed for nothing just to open it up and watch it. I didn't want to do that. It just it just wasn't a good fit for me.
Fine, just treat it like you didn't get it and just have it sit there. Act like you didn't win it and throw it in a box. Just as if you waited in line like you and I and other people on Comic-Con and got nothing. That's most of Comic-Con, actually. That's most of Comic-Con experience. Waiting
Pretty
in
much.
Line and not getting what you were in line for. Either being not let in that room or not getting that toy. Ticket, wristband, whatever.
There you go, sir.
Ooh, look at them titties. See some big old titties. Black women got a lot of big... Oh, man, a lot more. See, when I Googled this at work that day, when the article came out, I didn't find shit. And I made sure my safety things were taken off. Let me see the back. See the back.
I guess it's not too bad there.
I want to see the back. She had no butt shots.
No, nah, doesn't look like it.
Is that the chick from Another World? No, it's not the chick. That's a picture of her with 50 Cent. Who's she sending these pictures to? 50 Cent?
Why me?
All right, let's go pick some dog poop. I love that. It's an episode of The Simpsons. It's like 2005, and Bart takes off to go see a rap concert.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's Ludacris is the rapper. Like, I think you have a different name, but I think it's still supposed to be represent Ludacris. Goes up there, you know, does his hip-hop spot. Like, he goes on stage and, like, raps with the rapper, and he puts him in his limo. And he's in his limo chilling with the guys, and then he pulls up to another limo, and it's 50 Cent. Like, ah, oh, hey, man, like you said, it's pretty cool. You want to go on my world tour with me? He's like, ah, oh, man, I'm sorry, 50. I have to go to school in the morning. Like, ah, oh, man, that's no problem. The more you know, the more you grow. I said, like, no, said, the more you go, the more you know. That's one to grow on. And he turns to his lawyer, is like, does that count as community service? He's like, no. It's like, okay, let's go to the park and pick up some dog poop. And it's the real 50 Cent. And it's 2005. Like, that's like the height of his career. It's not even the downfall era. It's not like now. Like, he has like a lawsuit. He had a lawsuit and shit like that.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Nah, some bitch got mad.
Some bitch got mad. That happens.
Bitch be getting mad. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of his shit, but like, you know, he had some little bit of trouble. That's why he's kind of out of spotlight.
Damn.
As with all rappers, kind of just some keep perpetuating and some are doing county fairs. Or remember way back when concerts. Coming up, actually, in a couple months. Remember the 90s concert? You know, you get Vanilla Ice, Two Live Crew.
Ice Baby.
Doom, 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 I don't know, a couple other 90s people. Smash Mouth's probably there.
I have a bunch of remake news.
Ooh. So you have news from like a couple of weeks ago, just redone?
That's right.
All right.
Michael Bay, remaking Maximum Overdrive.
Ooh, you got a Steve groan. You got a Marge grin.
The Steve.
I wasn't trying to pull a Steve groan. I was trying to do a Marge grin.
Oh, that's right. That's more of a... Mm-hmm. Whereas mine's more...
Yours is a groan. Hers is more like concern groan.
More of a nagging groan.
I like that episode, like when her family was over and Homer did something stupid, and they're both all together in the room, like her mom, her sisters, and her, like.
Yeah.
That's how the whole fucking scene went. Remake Maximum Overdrive. Wait a minute, remaking? He's been doing that for years. Why wasn't I sooner with this joke?
Yeah, no, his studio Platinum Dunes has bought up the rights for Maximum Overdrive.
What, for legal, like a legal defense in case someone tries to sue him one day?
Because
like, I invented cars coming to life years ago.
Yeah. Not only does he want
read
to
my novella, only, it dated 1978.
Not only does he have plans to help co-write and produce, he also wants to direct it himself.
Like Stephen King.
Yeah.
Got to add a bag of Coke to it, and he's fucking got a fucking
now
Hollywood
the
cult classic.
They've been doing a bunch of...
We made you.
What do you call it?
I always love that lady in the diner.
We made you. We made you. They've been doing a bunch of casting for this. You know, a whole reading, script reading, see who's going to do it.
Original cast. All original cast.
No.
Get back Bubba. And Bubba. And Bubba. Everywhere else he called Bubba.
It's being done under the code name Maximum, so that's not a very big stretch there. Apparently,
could
the
be some Greek
short
film.
List so far as what they're eyeballing. Aaron Paul.
Sounds right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why? Bubba? He's Bubba? He's Bubba. He better be Bubba.
Emma Watson.
No, I don't see her doing that.
J.K. Simmons.
Okay, it seems like J.K. Simmons and Arnold Schwarzenegger could intersect, could be either one character.
Yeah. See, these are just some of the actors that they're...
He could be Bubba.
Working with to possibly...
I think these are things that they're trying to say, like, we're hitting up these fucking actors, but they're just like, no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like, we just hit up, you know, we're asking this guy and this guy and
no,
this guy.
No, I can see Aaron Paul
like,
doing it.
But if I'm trying to promote a movie and say, like, well, we're hitting up these big name stars, and we're not, like, going... Stars, we obviously know you're gonna not believe.
Yeah,
we're picking stars that like, I could see that guy doing that movie.
That's it. I could see Aaron Paul doing it.
I really can. It seems terrible enough for he can do that.
J.K. Simmons doing it.
But he'd be the best part of that film.
Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger, I think, not so much.
Again, that's why I think that same Emma character.
Watson, I just don't think would do it.
Oh, she's fuck, hell no. It has to be something very strange that they changed this fucking movie up. And he's not even changing his idea. It's still Transformers.
Just about, yeah.
Except now they don't transform.
Yeah.
They just do stuff.
They're not robots in disguise.
Well, if they never take... Well, yes, because they never take off the disguise.
Maximum overdrive. Cars that kill.
Stay in disguise. That stay in disguise. Yeah. Because no, Transformers eventually... like. Yeah, the disguise part is that we're actually real-life robot people.
Yeah.
With Maximum Overdrive, they just stay in robot mode.
Well, Maximum Overdrive, they're just sentient cars who are being mind-controlled by aliens.
They're kind of alive, they think.
They do not. Plans. They're that way because of an alien ship that's traveling behind a comet.
Oh, yeah, the aliens controlled it. But yeah. You didn't even know that to the end of the movie.
Yeah, I know. When they give you a brief little write-up synopsis, that's it.
I didn't feel like reading when I probably left the movie halfway. One Star Films ripped in half. Maximum Overdrive.
More remakes. Disney's added another animated film to their live-action slot.
Oh, yeah. I just read that today.
James and the Giant Peach.
Wasn't this most of that movie animated live-action? Was it a live-action
slash?
Parts
of it were.
Stop-motion? I thought that's what it was.
Most of it was stop-motion animation. The beginning and end, though, were live-action with some stop-motion involved.
Okay.
But this is going to be a full-on live-action, meaning CGI, mostly.
Yeah, so it's not even really that, either.
Yeah.
Bring some puppets. You could see.
So even Disney's running out of original ideas.
I guess.
Because, I mean, they got what? There's this, Dumbo.
Even though the timeline doesn't work out, I swear the same kid in James and the Giant Peach is the same kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the new one.
Yeah.
But the timeline does not work
just
out.
Just as annoying.
That kid wasn't even, like, barely born, if that, when that movie. No, not even born yet. I watched that movie in theaters, James and the Giant Peach. I don't know why.
And last on my remake list here, it's sticking with this popular idea of turning movies into TV series. Because, I mean, you know, we have it with Bates Motel. Now there's Lethal Weapon, Damien, The Exorcist.
That's still on, Damien.
It went for a full season. I don't know if it's going to... I haven't watched it. I mean, I want to. I just got so much I'm watching. It's like, do I really want to start another show?
That's how I feel a lot of times. And I'm just watching reruns of Simpsons.
Yeah. Another one to add to that list is The Lost Boys.
Which one's that?
The vampire one from the 80s with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, the sequel to Vampires for... what is it called again? Lost Boys Forever. The second or third movie in that?
What?
Yeah, Corey Feldman made another one later.
Yeah, I've never seen the two
within
sequels.
Within the couple...
There's two sequels.
Yeah, and I think the one's Lost Boys Forever.
Never seen any of the sequels.
Coming soon to One Star.
No, dear God.
Possibly next month.
So
since Roach hasn't been here, he might just eliminate his fucking movie.
Yeah. So The Lost Boys being turned to a TV series on the CW.
You know what? I could see that... that's the vampire one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could still see that happening on CW. I would also like if the other ones did it, The Outsiders. I can see The Outsiders also being a CW show.
Their approach to this, though, is they're already kind of envisioning it as going 7 seasons. That's their vision for this show. It's 7 seasons. That's it. And each season will encompass 10 years in showtime. So, one, you know, like, every season will span 10 years as far as in the show world.
Okay, so then each episode would have to be, let's say, if they got the first season would be a year each episode. Most likely doing 10-episode seasons.
Maybe. Actually, shows who do
the
this...
The first two seasons would be 20 years already.
Shows that do this get really confusing. Like Vikings. Vikings does this. They will jump time periods. Problem is, there's no foreknowledge that they're jumping time gaps. But there's all these time gaps in between certain scenes. They don't show this. So it gets kind of confusing. It's like, wait a minute. Then you like have to piece together in your mind just how much time has passed between the shift.
I have a current problem with this last Mr. Robot episode.
I'm two episodes behind all that.
I just caught up from two episodes. Fuck you. How'd you like that episode?
That was a fucking... Yeah, you're right. That was a weird episode. I liked it. It was weird. It was good, though. I loved it. It just... The whole time watching, I'm like, him married with children.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was on Married with Children, too.
I know.
And he was that one of those scenes, background scenes, is a Married with Children background.
I thought so.
It's the gas station.
That's what I thought.
It is. It's when they did the Labor Day trip.
Anyway, so
that had a dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers in it. He was the gas station attendant.
Leon, sorry. So yeah, who's seven. Leon? They're envisioning seven seasons.
When you yawn, you say Leon.
Yeah.
Who's he?
Just a casual friend. So they're
like when you sneeze instead of like God bless you because inside you just say when you yawn you go Leon.
Yeah. So they're envisioning seven seasons.
Bullshit.
Each season lasting a decade.
Bullshit again.
In Showtime.
You should plan for and two seasons and make sure your show is compact enough to hold that. And after that, you think about what are we going
to
do?
Well, again, this is just what they envision for it. And it's supposed to start in the 1960s.
This is like X-Men now?
I guess. See, that's the thing. There's no confirmation as to whether or not any of the characters from the actual movie will be in it, or there's going to be some like weird tie-in to it, a reference in any way.
What movie is this again?
The Lost Boys.
So basically like, the original... No. Because again, I'm still confusing outsiders. I was like, you that are. Gang's been around since... Well, that makes sense. Does it make sense they're still around through the 80s? Wow, I don't really know.
Exactly.
I guess because they're vampires and never age, so it doesn't really matter what decade it is. But then, like, if you have all this drama, am I focusing on 1 year of the drama, or am I spending 10 years of drama each season?
About that. And one of their big focuses they want to key in on is like what it's like to be the immortal and the vampires and all these timelines and people and blah blah blah. And
oh, okay.
In other words, it's like it's Lost Boys in name only, as far as I can
pretty much
gather.
Let's pause this for a second.
All right, pausing again. We'll be back. You'll never know, other than us saying it. All right, what do you got, Jason?
What do I got? Rupert Grint. Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
Especially movies based off remakes like we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
Snatch.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know this. I was surprised when I saw this. I didn't even know it was in talks. Joins a Snatch series based on the Guy Ritchie film.
So another TV series based on a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I still haven't watched that movie.
You ever watch Snatch?
No.
That is a really good flick.
We go over this every time it's mentioned.
Yeah. But when I mention the people say, like, you haven't seen Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And, like, it's basically the same back and forth. Yeah. And I have no interest. I really don't. It's like, it's the same people, the same movie, the same type of movie. Like, you'd love it. And, like, I just, nah. I like Snatch.
Yeah.
And that's it. I even have that. I have the DVD when it first came out on DVD. And I like mine because mine has two, as a theatrical. Oh, we do this all the time. Yeah, you're right. Two versions. And I don't like the second. Like, the theatrical version's better. Looking, because it's theatrical, it's like widescreen. But the voiceover of Jason Statham's voice is different. And it's annoying as fuck. Watching that film and then distinctly knowing that does not sound, the audio is not the same as the actual versions. Bothers the fuck out of me. what are we looking at? The Snowden trailer? Hope not.
Nah, I have trailers, though.
All right. You have trash.
Remember The Ring?
Not so inept raffing trailers now, but all right.
Remember The Ring?
No. I remember that movie. Yeah, it sucked.
It did. So the sequel.
Oh, movies and remakes? Well, I got more. One more, anyways.
I hear the Japanese, because The Ring was originally a Japanese film, they had five of them.
Really?
Last I knew. Not including the Ring versus Grudge movie they're doing, which we played the trailer for.
Probably.
Well, America's taking another stab at it.
Did someone put the ring on the Grudge Monster?
No. It's both ghosts battling each other for the same person.
Did that person find the ring and watch the movie the same day?
Watched the movie and came across the garage house, yeah.
What an unlucky fuck.
I know. Well,
all this a fuss over me? Imagine he's actually surprised about it. Like, so flattered. I was like, I just got this ring and the DVD, this VHS.
Well, America's taking another stab at it with the Ring series, with a movie called Rings, plural.
Oh, and a little bit on this fucking Olympic fucking knot on it.
This is a trailer for Rings.
They're not real! You're
ooh,
not real.
Flat screen. Old flat
you
screen.
You can't
too.
Come out of the screen if it's broken.
It's one of those old heavy flat screens.
It was an old heavy screen.
Come on, we gotta get up.
I keep thinking about this story. There's this video
that you can find on YouTube
seven
now.
7 days after you watch it. The second it's over, the phone rings. And this boy says,
7 days.
Oh, 7 days.
That's when she's coming for me.
7 days, 7 days.
You want to know about the girl? In the well.
Wait, Vincent Alfrio's in this?
Yep.
What does she want from me?
This mark on your hand.
Is he blind? He better play a blind character.
It looks like he's blind, yeah. Makes you wonder like how he knows all about this shit.
When he saw the film, when he knew where the film was, he started fucking ripping, cutting his eyes out.
Yeah.
I've got one of those things. I pulled one of those things out of the bathroom, but it came out of the you know, the drain. That 7 day shit's getting annoying.
Isn't it?
She's here.
Big ass fucking flies.
You've opened up a door.
Uh-oh.
And now no one is safe.
Damn doors. It's about like horror movies now. They want to like redo a bunch of shit and incorporate new technology into it. And they want to do it with existing stuff instead of creating something original.
Yeah. And Vincent D'Onofrio is very Cowboy Carl.
As near as I can tell in that, it's, I guess he's trying to be reborn inside this other girl or something.
I don't know. I think Robot Chicken did a thing where he tried to transfer the medium.
Oops.
Didn't they have that bit like that? Where like they try to transfer the ring prophecy from VHS to DVD and they had this big ass conversation and, like the guy couldn't watch the video.
Yeah, something. Okay, so this other one I had, this other trailer though, for a new superhero film.
You have to play it.
I am.
Oh, no, I thought you were playing. I thought it was a commercial you're waiting
no,
for.
No, let's do it here. It's making waves. Got a lot of people interested. It's a Russian film. Russian superheroes.
If you watch this film, you'll be hacked.
Yeah, it's called.
Don't watch it.
It's called Guardians.
Of the Galaxy?
No, just Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Guardians. That's all it is.
The Last of the Guardians?
Yeah. It is, actually.
So, like, so, they're fairies and shit?
No. So, yeah, Russian superheroes, though.
I have 2 weeks to search all of the former Soviet Union to the superhumans that can stop a supervillain.
Exactly right. These people are our only hope.
What's the name of the mission?
Guardians.
Yeah.
They get the same people who
it's
do...
It's dubbed,
do,
yeah.
They get the same people who dub Japanese anime...
Pretty much.
Otacon.
We're all the same. Lair. Kaz. Arsis. You want to know who did this to you? Come with us.
It does sound like a
rapid
Japanese anime dub.
On Moscow, continue.
Uh-huh.
Army turned out to be useless against the opposition forces. All attempts to stop it ended up with a complete shutdown of any machinery.
My weapons pack 1,000 volts.
Very YouTube CGI. Man.
Yeah. Huh?
Like that's a way, that's a term. Yeah, yeah. It's a very YouTube CGI.
I'm looking at a lot of this. Like I've seen bits and pieces of this used in other stuff.
Yeah. I never get how superheroes put their swords on the right way.
Yeah.
Especially when they're on their back.
Exactly. Like, that always confused me about Blade.
I've been waiting for this for half a century. There's no coming back.
Welcome back, Jill.
Our experimental laboratory designed special gear to increase your performance.
Where's mine?
Castle Wolfenstein 2.
I don't know, come on. Giant.
That's a weird Fantastic Four.
Come on, a giant man bear with a minigun? That's awesome. I think the Russians are out.
It does seem like a very weird, obscure comic that I don't know about. And they have a visible girl.
I don't even know that's from.
They have a bear man with the, you know, Gatling gun, that other guy, and this ninja. Like, it seems like a team that would be in a comic book series.
Yeah, it does. Very much. Especially like Dark Horse or IDW or something.
Yeah, yeah, something around those eras. Yeah.
Or something obscure. Yeah.
Maybe it's a Russian comic that we don't know.
Could be.
You didn't get any information on this, huh?
It doesn't look too bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not American Hollywood, and that's not a bad thing at all. So.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's just a big live-action anime, in my opinion. A lot of action, a lot of stuff. All right.
Now you'll get your live-action anime with Ghost in the Shell.
Show still on? All right. Not the thing. Speaking of Vincent D'Onofrio, joins Bruce Willis in Death Wish remake.
Yeah. I read that.
Yeah?
It was him and one other person.
Bruce Willis?
No.
Oh.
And someone else along with Vincent D'Onofrio joins Bruce Willis.
Yeah?
I'm not
Eli
sure
Roth. That's what you were talking about.
No, Eli Roth is the one remaking it.
Oh. Oh, he's directing. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charles Bronson. Hey, lady. My Charles Bronson always goes to, when I think of Charles Bronson, I do think of Death Wish, but I also think of, like, every time that the Simpsons character, like, he's like just a regular guy just doing a job. Like, hey, lady, gotta get this out of here. You better hurry up, kid. Just be another Starbucks, and that's 10 minutes. That's my favorite one, too. Learn them all, and everything starts becoming a Starbucks.
I'm just kind of surprised they're doing a remake of that.
Yeah, I know. What else do we got? Transformers 5. We didn't talk. You were saying Michael Bay earlier.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about Transformers 5.
Why would I talk about Transformers 5?
Because it seems like it's the go-to film of the next year's summer. It's going to blow whatever Marvel or Star Wars got.
Oh, I'm sure.
Every Disney animated bullshit they have. Because now, Optimus Prime is now going to back home.
Yep. And Megatron's completely back.
And he's come back and find out his world's destroyed. And find out he has to go see Merlin.
Oh, Jesus.
To find some magical thing. So now he's going back to Earth. In Merlin times.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I mean, no.
Oh,
not at all.
When you said and yes, I was happy.
No, and Mark Wahlberg would be there and all those other guys from the other films. And their, you know, Merlin times counterparts. I don't know what Tyrese is doing, but, you know, they'll find a place for him. It's not really a racist joke in the sense of, like, if you're a certain color in certain times, things don't work out for you very well. Certain religions as well. That's how it goes. So if you're a certain color, don't try and travel backwards.
Yeah.
Your best bet is 60s and up. The 1960s and up is probably your best bet.
For years.
I mean, you're still getting shit in the 60s, but at least, like, your things are changing.
You can still be on the East or West Coast. That's going to happen. So you can probably go back as far as 1940. I don't know how good things were for you, but yeah, it's probably more diverse and you still get by. That's all I'm saying. No more of lessons to talk about. Time travel. Don't eat the food. Bring an extra... It's like going to Mexico. Bring an extra... Bring bottled water with you and only drink bottled water. If bottled water has not been invented yet, then don't boil.
Yes.
Boil everything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Boil your meat.
Yes.
Boil it all.
Boiled, then salt, and then dry your meat. boil everything. Water, milk, do not drink.
But it's fresh from the cow.
Maybe, but that day only. Possibly cheese. I thought about that too. If it was another time, like, how would I get food I like? Yeah, I feel like I'd have to go to like 5 different businesses to get stuff I need. Gotta go to the butcher. Then go to this guy's farm and get lettuce. Then I have to go to the baker. Go get dough and bread. And then I do all that and then have to go grind it up. And then I can make a hamburger.
I knew you were going to the burger thing.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching Briscoe County Jr. Remember that show?
Never watched it.
Never watched Briscoe County Jr.?
Nope.
Didn't make a lick of sense.
Hmm.
Cowboy, a little bit of spacey and mysticism.
Really?
Yeah, it kept talking about these weird orbs that are in the show. But since the show eventually got canceled, like, it never got... I believe there was never, like, some sort of, like, what are these alien orb things?
Yeah.
They pop up a lot in a lot of storylines. Like, the bad guy's using it for something. Like, it's powering something, or... Kind of like an Infinity Stone. It's very much like an Infinity Stone. One does time. One transmogrify things. That's how it just goes. And then Briscoe County Jr. saves the day. But they invent the hamburger in that show. I remember that distinctly. There's an episode where like one of the bar guys was like, here, try this new thing. And like he's eating a hamburger. He was like, yeah, put a little lettuce and onion in here. Fucking fantastic. That's what the guy said. See, even more more active, Steve, because we're coming towards the end of the show. But
I know we are. Talk about. The only other thing I really have is from the rumor mill on this one.
Rumor meal?
Rumor mill.
Meal?
Mill.
Meal?
Mill.
It's a poo?
Love it or hate it, Suicide Squad.
Hated it.
Could be start filming its sequel early next spring.
What?
Yep.
That'd just be a one and done thing.
Nope. They're planning on another, and supposedly with Deathstroke as the antagonist. Now, they're saying they've learned a lot from this last outing, so they're nixing all pop hip-hop crap. They're sticking with a more human element, hence using Deathstroke instead of a supernatural villain.
Oh, how about the most popular person in here you focused all mostly in the first film, other than...
Is fleshing out more of the characters.
And Harley Quinn, I forgot her real name, that's not Ridley Scott. Who's Chloe Quinn?
The actress?
Yes.
Shit. I don't remember off the top of my head.
You have 5 seconds.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie.
There you go.
Margot.
I
was within the 5 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot her name. Margot usually triggers that.
For yeah. Me. No, they're talking about fleshing out more as far as characters go.
Yeah, something they didn't do for most of the people that were there. That
losing the pop hip-hop crap that was in there.
Oh, that fucking weird. Yes, it was. If someone actually pointed out, that is the same soundtrack as Wayne's World 2. And it is. It has every fucking song.
Yep.
It has Bohemian Rhapsody. His Ballroom Blitz is in that. Well, you got the two main ones. After that, the list can just peter out. But really, you have enough to say, convince someone for a brief second that, yeah.
Yeah.
If I think of more songs, I'll probably find more. But
So possibly Deathstroke as the villain. Now the question
instead
is...
Instead of the lead this time,
Now the question is, who would you get to play Deathstroke?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? He's not coming back?
You're thinking Deadshot.
Oh, yeah. Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. Slade Wilson.
You know what? This redact most stuff I said because I thought, again, he was saying Deadshot. So, yeah, explains a lot of non-responses for things I said. Should have corrected me a lot earlier. Does that make me look a fucking idiot?
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to let you roll with
the punches. You got to take that win.
That's right.
Let's see, you know what? I don't know why they're making another. Like, you can make another one. That's fine. You can make another one.
Yeah.
I guess it's made enough.
Oh, and it is going to have so a shitty. Reduced. I guess it'll have a. Money. It's supposedly going to have a reduced budget, too.
Good. Inspire some more creativity. Just squeeze it out of them.
Yeah, less CGI is what they're going for.
Good. Because I didn't notice the CGI originally. Other than the graphics when you showed someone new and then you played a song.
Yeah. No, but who'd you get to play Deathstroke? In your opinion.
Oh, that's easy. Alan Alda.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Alan Alda as Deathstroke.
Slightly better pick than what I was thinking.
Who are you thinking?
Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're both Aussie.
I'm still on my mechanic high.
Yeah, well, I'll say they're both Aussie.
He's Aussie?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I never actually tried to think about where he's from. Yeah, I just assume he was English.
Yeah, and Deathstroke. Deathstroke's Australian. So they got that in common. Jason Statham can pull off all the martial arts shit that Deathstroke does. Be brutal. So, yeah, it would work, in my opinion. Now, whether or not you can get Jason Statham on board, that's a whole
You could probably get him cheap. Just wait for this mechanic thing to fall through.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they're making it on the mechanic.
I haven't seen the first one.
I have seen the first one.
I haven't.
But I may confuse it with Driver or any other action movie he's in other than...
The Transporter?
Transporter? That's what it was?
Yeah, Driver's a video game.
Yeah, but I thought they made it into a movie.
No, he's a...
It did make it into a movie. That's not...
I don't know if they don't know, but he's in Transporter.
Oh, it's Transporter. Then I confuse it with Transporter, and then one of the other...
Where he's all about the rules. And keeping schedule in his little pocketbook.
Well, the mechanic's the same way, except now he's more... His rules are about, like, taking out somebody, not the in and out of driving a car in a robbery.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing. It's a guy with a weird discipline.
Yes.
One is his car and making sure we can all get away, and the other one's, like, actually doing the job. But I don't remember... Now I don't remember... We watched The Mechanic. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. But yeah. I don't remember anything about it. But it's not different from any of his other movies. He's an action star, and so all his action movies kind of blend together to me.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the one where he has to stay alive.
Oh, yes. I love those ones. Those two are good.
Yeah, those two movies, they're just ridiculously cranked. Insane. Yeah, Cranked. Cranked 1 and 2, High Voltage.
Yeah, I love it.
You're great. Turn your brain off and watch some fucking action.
Oh, yeah.
And it's insane. And it moves fast. It goes fast, like nonstop. No time to question anything because it just happens. Something new happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a plot. Loose.
And random sex scenes with his girlfriend.
Yeah, and in the street. Yeah. In Chinatown. But like, yeah, it has one plot and nothing to deviate from that.
Yep.
Pretty much. Guy's still alive and he's finding ways to do it. No matter what. So like, sometimes like, Turn Your Brain Off movies work. But like, work is it's the simplicity of it. When you try to complicate one, then you become... That's when the movie starts falling apart. I wonder how Hardcore Harry did.
I still haven't watched that. I want to.
I know. Like, I did. Yeah, I did. I did really want to watch that. Be weird in big screen now. Thinking about it later. Having a whole screen first-person view. I'd want to see it just for that now. Should have saw it when I was there. Because, like, now... Like, I understand... I remember watching Blair Witch. People used to say they're getting sick. Because the movie was awful. No, but like, you know, having the camera bouncing around first person. Like the first found footage type of movie that came about. And a lot of people would get sick. Like my cousin, my mom would also get motion sickness watching it. I never saw any of those movies in theaters, though. Seeing Hardcore Harry in theater would be interesting.
I watched the first Blair Witch in theaters. Me and a friend went and saw it. It's funny because like, all these people are screaming at some dumb shit. And while they're screaming, me and my friend are sitting there laughing. Because it's just ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah, it's a dumb movie. so startled right now. Look at the camera, Shelly. Look at the camera. Like, South Park did that shit right. Like, yeah, this movie was dumb. And then found footage became just, like, shitty, too. It was like, everything's found footage now for this decade.
Mm-hmm.
2000, Millennium. That's the Millennium, I remember before. 2000, 2000, 2001 and 2010. Found footage films up the ass. Cloverfield.
I liked Cloverfield.
You know what? I didn't. But I watched it. And it sucks because, like, my favorite comedian, one of my favorite comedians is the person who's talking the whole time. Who's the one in the camera. Yeah, that's TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Didn't like the film. I never did.
Yeah, I did.
Just didn't know that guy was the guy behind the camera. Would that change my opinion? No. The guy's in a terrible film. I remember watching it. Like, it was one of those films I had to, like, I had to watch horror films a lot with the ex.
Yeah.
Because she loves fucking horror films. So it was one of those ones we just bought at the Walmart late at night. At 24-hour Walmart. And it's like, let's watch this. And then, like, oh, man. What, like, regretting buying it. Like, I had to buy it. So, like, fuck.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell if you're, like, wincing because you're agreeing with me how terrible it is, or it's just a headache, or you got a sneeze.
Nah, I'm wincing because of a headache.
You know. All right, let's just wrap this up. And Steve just fucking taking a dump on this whole show. I'm trying to save it.
I'm trying. No, I'm trying. Sorry.
And talk to myself. It might as well be the wedge show.
Bad headache, and I'm super tired. That's a last week joke. And I've been trying it. I've been keeping up.
No, you're not. You're limping along.
I'm limping.
You're
yes.
Embarrassment.
I'm definitely limping, but still keeping stride.
I'm definitely lit right now. This show ain't turning me on.
I mean, we keep going, then eventually, you know, I'm going to stop limping. You're just going to have to put me down.
Should have done that a long time ago.
Send me to the glue factory.
I should have done that a long time ago, Steve.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Once fucking Roach's grandma dies, I have a new studio, and you're out the fucking door. And with that, let's just do some wrap-up videos, and let's get the fuck out of here, then.
You have videos?
Wait a minute, what's that? Usually you have, like, a ton. It's banking on you, but no, I got some. Let me just find the first one. How about this? Let's start something a little joyous and jaunty. Captain America Civil War gag reel. Gag reel.
Reel.
Ooh, after that, can we watch this the top 5 minutes about Las Vegas when we're done? Well, I'm fine. I'm walking home.
Oh, bloopers and outtakes. There we go.
Actually, you know what? We should watch this later on because it seemed like it'd just be them laughing.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with
that. This makes the movie less cool, though. It really. Have you been out there the whole time? I feel like we've been talking for like an hour and you've been outside.
I know. I never saw
it. It's when I came back from the restroom.
I never saw her go by.
I heard the door close.
Yeah.
You were passed out. You were doing your fake pass out.
Yeah.
That you're trying to tell me how you're doing. It's like, I was pretending to be asleep. Well, during your pretending to be asleep, your wife walked out the door.
Apparently.
See how clueless you are as a husband?
Very much so.
You would not be surprised when the real day comes.
No, not really.
I like to talk about more about Mr. Robot, but I don't really want to get into it right now. Well, you can't.
Nope.
Other than, it's cool. All that shit happened. And I already talked about that thing. I talked about that thing. I talked about that thing. Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted. Hey, that movie. You know what? I don't have a final thing.
Well, then it's just time to wrap it up.
Wow, that's terrible. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Well, now I just lost where it was at. There it goes. Well, this is ripping half, I guess.
Yep.
And just wrap it up, since you're inept.
I am. I'm very much right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll just get some funny headlines to look up for later. Man bathes in hot sauce, immediately questions his life choices.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't. They're making another roast. Comedy Central roast.
I'm not surprised. They do it every couple of years.
Yeah. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
No reason to roast Rob Lowe.
No.
The American Icon. The original Brat Pack.
I just don't see that one being funny.
Yeah, it's just picking really weird people. It stopped being funny a while ago. Oh, when that one guy died.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. Now I just don't even remember his name now. I do know his name. I'm just not going to mention it now for the sake of his family.
All right, so this has been ripped in half.
Go topless was a thing today on Twitter.
Yeah.
I looked around and that there were no titties in that hashtag. That was on like Friday or something. So that I didn't know what it was about. If you know what it's about, tweet us, email us at Ripped in Half Podcast. What is it?
Ripped in Half Podcast at gmail.com.
Okay. And at Ripped in Half on Twitter and Instagram. At Hey Gay, just.
Hey Gay, did you guess what?
Yeah, that's my pseudonym. We'll just end it with that. Just leave that flub there.
All right, so this is Ripped in Half. Flub, I'm question Steve. Mark. Watch this.
And I'm Jason. No, I'm flip question mark.
Move back next week. Hopefully, better spirits, less tiredness. So I apologize for my part. Good night.
If you're not going to do the work, don't do the show.